we had 60 barriers missing, and that number has dropped to just 19 or nearly 20 barriers.
Well, where did where did you find the 40 then?
They were miscounted, and there was some of them taken out to other festivals around the. You can stack up 25 in a bundle, so we're still missing 19 barriers, and if we don't find them, we obviously the festival has to pay for them. I mean, you can see through five or six or seven whatever barriers, a couple of people out in a bit of fun on a night out, but 20 is a lot.
I think really anyone who sort of deals with scrap metal in our region that might be listening to this show perhaps could keep an eye out as well, because if they were lifted for that type of reason, you know, and it seems like maybe the amount you could carry in a vehicle handy enough, that they'd need to keep their eyes open too, or we hope they'd keep their eyes open too for it.
That's right. We would appeal to anybody who, or even anybody in the area, if they've taken them for a reason, look, just bring them back and there'll be no more said about it. I think what's going to happen now is we're going to have to talk to the traders in the street and get CCTV cameras just to see, because they went missing on Sunday night after the carnival parade, so the Sunday night, Monday morning, I think, is when they were taken.
Because it will have to be pursued and it would become a criminal matter. I mean, it would be theft, yeah, especially in an organised sense. So as you say, there's plenty of CCTV about, and other inquiries can be followed up. So if someone was responsible for it, at this point you say, sort of, we just really want them back at this point.
I would prefer if somebody just came forward and said, right, the barriers are in here, and we'll even get them picked up. It's the resources now that you have to put into getting somebody to sit down and go through their CCTV, and it's just an annoyance that we don't need at the moment.
Certainly. And what kind of cost would we be looking at, I wonder?
Do you know what? I don't know. I don't even know. I'm assuming that it's going to be 25, maybe 30 euros a barrier. Yeah. We had a great festival. We finished up in the black with a little bit of profit, despite the lack of funding. So it worked out good, but we don't want to spend it now on something that we don't
barriers,
have to.
Exactly. Yeah.
In fairness, the council rolled in and paid, sponsored the Crown and Cabaret. And if anybody's seen it, it was a great spectacle. It looked the part. It wasn't trying to be something that it wasn't. It was sort of a very unique television show. If we can capitalise on this year, there's no reason we can't have something that like what they have in Tralee, but not trying to be like that, to have our own sort of identity up here. You know, they say it's different up here, but it's something that happens every year. This year we've had record crowds. The TV show, it was a nice little package that we just want to keep happening now from here on.